Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and
Danny.
What's up?
What's going on, everybody? Hi.
Coco may be here. We just don't know when. So,
okay.
Coco, if you hear me, I need a word from you.
Sorry.
thank you so much for joining Real Talk, Real Plan. I really appreciate you, Danny. Always willing to be, you know, in it to win it.
Oh, yes, of course. Anything to help and support. You know I got you, girl.
I really appreciate that. So it's been a really busy week for me. So I didn't really plan for the show.
I know, because it surprised me.
Yeah. It surprised me. I don't know. I knew it was coming, but, you know, whatever.
It's fine. We're here.
It's fine. Everything's fine. So how was your week?
Long, but I'm not going to complain too much. I had my moments when I was in my feelings about certain situations going on, but, you know, the light shines. Eventually peeps through.
I thought it was your boo thing birthday. Hey, boo, happy birthday.
Yes, my baby daddy. His birthday was this past week. I don't remember the day, but it was this past week. Unfortunately, he's not here. Like, he's not even home. He's out at sea right now for a little bit. So when he come home, we're going to celebrate. So, yeah.
When you say out at sea, do you literally mean, like, out at sea?
Yeah, he's literally, like, floating out there somewhere.
Oh, wow. We need to have a show on how you navigate that.
Oh, girl, we could talk about it.
Okay. I think I want to because that's so interesting. I'm familiar with the military because I have a sister in the Army and a nephew in basic training right now. Shout out to Mike.
Oh, shout out.
How are you, baby? But, you know, I don't know anybody really in the Navy who's, like, been out to sea or a wife that has had to deal with that. So I'd be very interested to see if I can find some more military, you know, wives or something that might want to come on the show and chit-chat it up.
Oh, you know, I know a few. I got
you.
Yes.
Okay.
I know a few. We get it popping.
Yeah, that would be a good show. I'm going to write that down. Can you write that down? Do your paper? I'm going to write that down.
I do not have paper.
Now, what kind of planner is we?
Girl, I'm downstairs planner, upstairs, and I ain't going up there. That's a lot of steps.
Jim is a lot. Okay, I found some paper. It's giving envelope vibes. But
hey, that's an original planner. Let's be real.
That is the original, okay? Let's talk about it. All right, so I got it, and I'm writing it down. Military-wise. Okay, so have you planned for this week?
This upcoming week? I have. I've laid everything down. Does that count? I haven't, like, written, but I've laid stuff down.
Yeah, it counts.
So yeah, if that counts, then yeah. I mean, you've been busy though. Like, have you gotten in your planner at all for the upcoming week?
Girl, no. I'm over here looking for stuff to write down now. What kit I want to use? If I want to use a kit, do I feel like I got one more week of Pride left?
Okay.
So that always makes me, you know, I want to look for something bright and colorful for that.
Mm-hmm.
Military. Wow. Okay, I did write it down. Yeah, I have one more week of that. I got some happy mail. Girl, you know your life is life, and when you get some happy mail and you didn't even have a chance to open it.
Oh, yeah, that's when you know you're busy, yes.
That's even when you know you're busy or you order too much shit. And so for me, it was because I knew I was busy, because I don't be ordering a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, I made an order on the phone with you. I think it was Friday.
Ooh, was it the boxes?
Mojo Jojo.
Yes, Mojo Jojo, yes. Yes, because I ordered right there with you.
No, I ordered after y'all because y'all was popping cherries.
Oh, yeah. I had my shout out to Plans and JC. I popped my Mojo Jojo cherry with her.
And me.
Yeah, well, you said you ordered it after. I thought, so you ordered it with us, correct?
Yeah, like y'all did it first, and I was like, ooh, I can't be left out. And so I did it too because I had to.
So there you go.
Everybody else was doing it.
So therefore, we all did it. There you go. Yes. Oh.
It was kind of like a threesome.
Oh, my God.
The what?
My daughter's talking. I apologize.
That's okay. Hey, baby. We love the kids. Well, anyway, we popped our Mojo Jojo cherry, and that thing has already shipped.
Yes, I got the email. I was like, wow, that was fast. It's supposed to be here tomorrow.
That thing already shipped, and we ordered it Friday. So I just want the rest of y'all to know what it is. Also, last weekend we were talking about the Budget Be Damned sale going on and all the shops that were in the sale. I would also like to shout out that the Paper Fan, my order was shipped and processed, and I've already received it.
Wow.
Okay. And I made that order last weekend.
Okay. I'm not mad at it. I love the expeditious shipping. I'm here for it.
Yeah. I need for y'all to know better, right? I need y'all to know better and to do better because you know better. And here's a tough spot for, I know you said that you just aren't into the whole PR team thing because you got other shit to do. You know, mm-hmm. You mommy and you wife and all that stuff, and you just got shit to do. And so I just get bullied into all these PR roles.
That's right? Because they want you on their team because you're amazing. But, you know, I get it. It's exhausting.
It can be. What's exhausting for me is that it's hard to PR for somebody and you know they don't do right.
Mm-hmm.
You know they don't do right. So not only are you not doing right with your artwork, now you ain't going to do right with your shipping. It is no way in the world that it should take you a month and a half. To get somebody their stuff.
Yeah, that's a little bit ridiculous and outrageous.
It is ridiculous and it is outrageous, and that just really bothers me. And so,
understandably so.
As I am taking on this new role as, you know, I can't even say the woo. as a woman with a ring. I don't know how to. I think I'm just gonna step back from the ones that don't bring me joy.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it should be fun first. Like, I think that's where things kind of got, like, messed up. PR teams and stuff, the fun exited the chat, and we need to let that back in so people can enjoy themselves first and foremost before the other stuff follows. That's just my little opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right, Mike. Please, and thank you. I would like to have fun doing it. And I can say that about, like, Trika with Trika Plans and the Cuteness Boutique. There's not a lot of pressure. It's, you know, show off these cuties. And when I place the order, I place my order. If she sends me something extra, she does. If she doesn't, I'm not mad because I really enjoy the product. I enjoy the customer service. I enjoy it anyway. I enjoy it before I'm a PR person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like you, if, even if you weren't a PR person, you would still shop from her regardless.
Absolutely. 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 She tells us if it's going to be a sale. Speaking of, there's a giveaway going on with the Cuteness Boutique. You guys can look. I'll post it again in my story so that you guys can enter, because we would love for somebody from Real Talk, Real Plans to enter and win. I would love that.
Yes. I just want to say good luck to everybody who tries to, you know, apply to win the giveaway. I'm never the lucky one. I think I won one giveaway in my entire life. So, you know, good luck to everybody.
All you have to do is like a couple of accounts, and then do a summer spread and do hashtag too cute summer or something like that.
It's not
I hate those giveaways where you gotta like click this person, click that person, like this person, like that person. Okay, all you have to do is follow Cuteness Boutique, like this post, tag two friends, show a spread, and use the too cute summer, so that we can see all of them. And everybody on the team is going to pick a winner. So there will be at least 10 winners.
Oh, that's dope. Now, that's dope. Multiple chances.
Yeah, multiple chances to see. We were trying to celebrate summer coming in. And you'll get a $15 shop credit to the Cuteness Boutique.
$15. Yeah. Come through with it. I feel like I could do some damage with $15. Like,
you can, especially there. Like, it's not too expensive.
I've seen her stuff. I keep saying she is on my list of people to order from. Like, I want to order from her so bad. And it's coming. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you should. If you've been looking at any of my dailies for the week, any of my dailies, most of my dolls have been for her this week.
Oh, really? Okay. I stalk your dailies. Like, if you haven't noticed, every time you post it, I'm immediately there clicking it because I stalk your dailies. So, hint, my secret is now yours in secret. Here we go.
Okay, and you know what? I love it, though. Like, I saw your cleaning videos.
Oh, I need to get back to that. But I appreciate it.
Girl, I need some videos for real because my son, he left and went with my sister for a couple of weeks, which means I can tackle his room.
Oh, yeah, the deep clean of the child's bedroom. I did that one. Oh, Lord. Yeah. We'll get it done.
I hope I don't find no rodents. I need to open his door and let it air out. I need to light some incense in there or something first. It smells like 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, that's not the most pleasant smell.
At all. So that's my plan. I want to put it in my planner for this week because I know that I'll procrastinate. So I need to do my laundry. I need to do his laundry. I want to go through his clothes. I should be writing this down, but I'm going to listen to my show. You know, I never listen to. Do you ever go back and listen to the shows that you've been on?
I listen to all the shows you do, even the ones I've been on, because even though, like, I'm here, I still like to sit back, relax, and just listen to the whole thing, you know? So I listen to all of them, whether I'm on them or not.
Well, thank you. I have never listened to – I've listened to two shows. One, it was, like, one of my first episodes, and I wanted to know how bad it was.
Oh, my God.
And then I listened to another one because I was really in my feelings. And I just wanted to know if it came off like I was in my feelings or not. But I was really, really in my feelings. And so I was like, okay. So after that, I haven't really listened. Like, people will play, like, a certain part or record a clip and send it to me. Like, being funny. Like, girl, did you really say that? And I'd be like, oh, shit, I did. I forgot. you know, but, yeah. So that's what I might do. I'm going to listen to a couple of episodes, see if I can find some good clips for promotion, and clean that boy room, because, baby, baby.
It's, them kids' rooms are hitting different. So, yeah, I might need to join you in it, because my daughter's room needs a super-duper deep clean. Like, so, yeah, we'll manage. We'll get it together, I promise.
Yeah, so if I call you for some tips, I don't want you to be sending me pressing the block button on me. Don't do to me like that.
Never that.
Don't do me like that. Okay. So I really didn't have much to chit-chat about because, like I said, it was an unplanned show. Shout out to Coco for asking me yesterday during the middle of a ceremony, are we going to record today? And shout out to Big Plans for Buck for asking me or telling me when I said, you think I should record? Of course you should record. And that should always be the answer. And if I ever ask you or anybody else who's listening, do you think I should record? The answer is always, of course you should record.
Okay, duly noted. I burned that into my brain.
Yeah, because staying consistent. And how can I keep a following who's going to be looking forward to listening if I don't be consistent?
That's a fair point and very true. And you've been doing really well with that. So kudos to you on that. Yes, you've been rocking it out. You've been killing the podcast game for, you know, with your consistency and the content, because the content is always hilarious. Or it gets you to think. I've had multiple times where I listen to your show and I will sit back and ponder. So, yes.
I'm ponderosa. I love it.
Oh, yeah, you rocking it out. Keep it up, please. And shout out to Big Plans with Bug for giving you that push. Just saying. So, yes, I'm here for it.
Yes, I want to keep it up. I want to keep it up. I want to keep it up. So, if I ask you, just remember, of course you should record. Of course. It's not a question about that. Okay, so I wanted to talk about, though, the Rainbow Fanfare. Do you know what the Rainbow Fanfare is?
I was just about to say, can you explain it for those of us who may not know what that is?
Well, the Rainbow Fanfare was the end of the big gay wedding.
Ooh.
Last episode, if you did not listen, we all, everybody got questions in about the big gay wedding. And they were there to ask how it was going, how it happened, blah, 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 blah. And all of that stuff. And so we finally had it. It was literally planned in about 2 weeks. And at the end of the wedding, everybody some rainbow fans and blue bubbles.
Yeah, I thought it was so cute.
That was the best part to me. Because the bubbles, what? Gay bubbles? Yes.
Gay bubbles bursting with glitter and happiness and sunshine. Yes.
Yes. They wouldn't let me do any glitter, though. The place wouldn't. So that's why the bubbles were there.
Well, I'm here. I mean, I don't blame them. Glitter is, we know how glitter gets everywhere. So,
yeah.
But the bubbles, that still was dope and still very cute.
Yeah, I thought it was really cute. But it got me to thinking, here we are at the Ponderosa. It got me to thinking about this the performative rainbow shit.
Ooh, okay.
I'm saying shops, but think bigger in the back of your head, listeners. I want you to think Target. I want you to think Walmart. I want you to think, you know, bigger. But all these shops, sticker shops, who are coming out with all these pride kits and all this stuff. But why is it that we only see same-sex couples for Pride Month?
Mm-hmm.
And when Valentine's Day comes along, they won't do that.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
I will say that Capital Chic Designs absolutely did. I'm not talking about you, because if you are listening, I know you're too big to really listen to my show. But if
don't say that. You never know.
You never know. You're right. But I know Capital Chic Design did the damn thing, and I have all of them that were sent to me from friends, and I was grateful, and I was really happy to be able to put some type of recognition of woman, a woman who loves women, you know, in my planner.
Yes.
That you can only be an acceptable gay in Pride Month.
Like, that's the only time you should be able to express your gayness in your planner during June and June only.
June and June only.
Mm-mm-mm.
Why is that?
That's a fair question, to be honest. It really is a fair question, because gay, straight, whatever, a couple is a couple, and you're a couple if you're in that relationship steadily. You're a couple 365, 366 on the leap year. So why can't you have that representation all year round? It's not like you're only gay during June, right? And you may want to represent you and your partner on a random day that's special to you that may be outside of June. What if your anniversary is in January?
Exactly.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm really thinking about, just call it out, right? Just say it. I'm not sponsored. I mean, I am sponsored, but not by this person. There's a certain company that decided that they were no longer going to make stickers, and they were going to only do customizable shit.
Okay.
So they made these customizable, like, notepads, and they did have some customizable stickers. I'm lying. They had some customizables, and I kept sending them emails. If you can create a man and a woman, why can't you just create two women?
Mm-hmm.
We get into it. Release something publicly. Put it out there on the stories. We getting ready to do it. And before they got ready to do it, guess what they did? They stopped doing all that shit.
So they just, like, X'd out all of it.
I don't know if they dropped the ball or... they just didn't want to, and I don't know how I feel about that.
It is weird that right before they did it, everything just shut down. That is kind of odd.
And you still offering customizable notepads and this and that and the other, but still nothing that can have two women. That bothers me.
That does come along a little shifty, you know, like snaky, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of puts you in the mind of shops that only offer black people or blackish quotes during Black History Month.
And now Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
We special now. Ooh, we got Juneteenth and Black History Month. So now we can be black in our planners. Twice
right.
a year.
Girl, I saw so much Juneteenth from shops I ain't never heard of.
Yes.
Like, girl, get out of here.
I'm not even going to go there, but yeah.
I was like, get out of here. Yeah.
You know, I honestly have to ask. I wonder if shops that do that kind of thing, right? Like, whether it's representing black people, any race, right? Any race. Asian, because there is, like, Asian Heritage Month, Hispanic Heritage Month, all that stuff.
Heritage Month, yeah.
So whether it's a race or the person that you are, like, LGBTQIA+, I wonder if shops think that we are so stupid that we don't notice
that they really don't give a shit about us and that we just gonna blindly buy their shit because we're that dumb to not notice that they really don't give a damn about these communities, but they give a damn about the dollars from that community. Do they really think that we don't see the fakeness here?
Right. I don't know. I don't know, and I also don't know if they get an influx of people coming in at that time. Because I wouldn't buy that shit.
Yeah, no. No.
I wouldn't buy that shit. If you got something cute that I want, it wouldn't be the first thing that makes me go to your shop is what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm not going to say I wouldn't try your shop just to be trying it, but because you all of a sudden put some performative bullshit out there, it's not going to be the first thing that make me, you know.
Want to add the cart. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, as a planner, I'm always big gay, making big gay jokes and stuff like I don't hide my sexuality, but it's not exactly who I am. It's a part of who I am, but it's not who I am. Just like being black is not who I am. It's a part of who I am. But you're not just going to earn no money off of me just because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what made me think about it, you know. So as I was, you know, putting up my stuff, packing up to go to have a night away from the house with the kids, I was thinking about, you know, if I was going to take my planner stuff, and I just kept looking, and I was like, oh, this gay shit. And then I looked at this thing, and I was like, I ain't never seen no gay shit from this shop before. How did this get in here? And, and that's what made me think about it. But I ultimately didn't take any planner thing. Oh, guess what else I did for the first time this weekend?
Please tell me.
I took my first planner shenanigans Zoom app.
Your first planner shenanigans Zoom nap. Don't they hit different? They hit different.
Woke up at 5:45 in the morning. I don't even know if y'all was on there or not. I just know. I specifically joined the Zoom to go to sleep.
I'm telling you, when you fall asleep, something about that late night, because by the time you get sleepy enough to, like, get ready to just fall asleep, it's a smaller crowd of people. Very, very intimate, and we talk about different things. The rah-rah shit usually has died down by then, and it's calming. You can legit listen to it like a podcast because so many people have fallen asleep on the Zoom. I am one of those people. I'm guilty, but it's that nap. When I fall asleep on Planner Shenanigans, that nap is so – it hits different. It's different, and I wake up so rejuvenated. Did you wake up rejuvenated?
It was. I literally called just to do it at like 10:30. Like, I think I'm going to sleep. I just called. I didn't even cut my camera on. And I was like, good night. It was so early. Y'all was still playing the game.
Yes. That game was dope, though, because you did get to play the game for a little bit.
No, I started the game and went to sleep on the game.
Oh, well, that explains why your character just was gone in the beginning of the game.
My character died.
Yes. And now I know why.
Yeah. Because I went to sleep. I was like, oh, I got to keep going back and forth from one screen to the next. Fuck this. I'm going to bed. Put that phone down, y'all. Like you said, you was my nighttime podcast, and I was asleep. I had my bestest good friend in my ear trying to take a nap. I was out.
I don't know how you slept through that game. Now, that was the rah-rah part of the night that I was talking about. I don't know how you slept through that.
I can sleep through a hurricane.
I bet. Okay. All right. So, yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I'm asleep. I don't care.
Like, I'm sleep. I don't hear nothing.
Sleep. I hadn't been sleeping good the last few nights.
Well, you had a lot going on, so that makes sense.
And the night before, I think I was up with y'all super stupid late.
You were? Because Friday?
Yeah. Couldn't lay down good because I didn't want to smash my hair and my curls.
I remember you getting mad.
And then I was just like, ugh. So, I mean, and then I woke up at old dark 30 for no reason. Talking, yeah. The phone rang a million times. I was over it. So last night I went to sleep. I don't care what nobody else did on their honeymoon. I went to sleep.
You know what, though? The crazy part is usually after the wedding, the marriage, whatever, most people actually fall asleep. Like, not, I know it's like romanticized that on the wedding night, all of the fireworks happen and it's just so much love and blah, blah. I mean, some people that might be true, but real talk, for most people, they go to sleep. Because on the day I got married to my husband, I didn't have a wedding or nothing. You already know I'm a JOP chick.
Listen, smile. You saw it. It was tiny.
It was small, but you know, it still was a ceremony that required preparation. Any marriage does. Whether you have a ceremony, you do courthouse, whatever, however you way you get married, there's always prep. I went to sleep the night of my wedding. The night of my marriage. Jesus Christ, I couldn't get that word out.
Wedding and marriage is the same thing. They are wedding you together.
There you go. Okay. I like that. So the night of my wedding, we went to bed because it still required a lot of prep. And I traveled for mine. We traveled from Georgia to New Orleans to get married. So I was done. Yes. But we drove 8 hours to get married in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Very much so, yes. So the night we got married, girl, we went to sleep. That was it.
I was like, but I did get in the state. It was called Bellemere Suite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up there by your mama.
Oh, I'm extra mad now. Like,
up there by your mama. And it had, every suite has a pool.
Ooh.
So, and a garage. So when you walk in, there's the pool. The pool is downstairs. So we actually got in the pool. It was heated. It didn't go deep. It was like 3 feet 8 inches, you know, so everybody can stand up in it.
So I actually
got in the pool, did some little exercise because it was heated, and that's the best time. So I did my little leg flaps and flapping around, and, you know, I didn't get my hair wet. I was still curled out the pool. But, baby, when you get out, I was tired.
I know that, right.
It wasn't no washing, no chlorine.
You ain't even had the energy.
It was real sweet. I was done for. But it was really nice. They had a big fat jacuzzi tub, had like a 2-person shower. They had fresh roses in the room. It was really, really nice.
Oh, that's sweet. I like that.
Yeah. So next time y'all come visit your mama, drop the kids off at your mama's. Y'all stop at the Bellemere Suites and have a good old time.
Girl, don't tell me that.
Hopefully during the week where it's cheaper.
Girl, that will probably be what it is. We would have to plan that one. But I want that experience. I like that. I'm here for it. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to send you the link.
Please do. Please.
So I think I asked you this before. About your plan to switch up. Are you still sticking with your planner this year? Are you going to like swap to horizontal, or are you going to stick with vertical? What's going on with your planner?
I'm sticking with vertical for sure. I know that to be true. However, I would be lying if I said this itch to like switch out the planner wasn't there. I'd be lying. Even though I make my own planners, I still want to, like, make something just to switch into it. Like, that's how crazy is that?
No, that's the best part about it.
That's what I want to do. I do have an itch. I will say I'm really intrigued because I made a dashboard already. I believe you've seen it. And I low-key want to switch into that and just redate it because it's for 2024. But I want to redate it for this year just so I can, like, use the dashboard and try that out. So I don't know what I want to do. A part of me is like, stay where you at, girl. Like, don't do
that.
Can
you just print off 1 month and then redate that 1 month?
See, I did that. I did that for July. So that's my plan for July. Well, the second week up until the end of July because I already had decorated the first week of July and I wasn't about to waste my stickers.
Right.
So second week of July all the way to the end of July. That's a dashboard so I could play with it and see. But my fear is, what if I like it?
So we do recycle that other paper, give it to your daughter, let her have a planner, and let her plan her best life.
No, and I ain't mad at that. That might be the move. I got plenty of this. If anybody out here who is this girl, I know you got extra discs laying around somewhere, and I'm one of those people. So, yeah.
I actually don't have too many extra discs, but for your baby, I send her some discs.
Girl, I have so many discs because, you know, when I first got into the, when I first recognized Happy Planner, because I've been in the community for, oh, Lord, I got in the community in, like, 2015, something like that, 2016. I don't remember, whatever. But I had the itch where I would switch planners every 6 months, 3 months sometimes. So I have so many covers, so many discs, all that. So I could do that. That's actually a really good idea to make her her own planner.
And you could get printer out a new cover.
Yes.
So she'll feel like it's for her. And we'll just call it an academic planner.
That could work. Thank you.
Because
now I feel better.
Ew.
Give her an old sticker book.
Get that baby started early. I need a sticker book.
Look, if you put them on the path, that's all you got. You put them on the path, and they shall go the right way. I don't know I don't know the verse, but you get what I'm trying to say.
Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Hallelujah. That was the one. That was it.
That's Ephesians 6:2. Okay.
Ooh, girl, hit me with them scriptures.
Listen, I don't even seem like the scripture quote type door. Actually, it's Ephesians 6:4. My bad.
I believe my favorite one, don't listen, don't judge me. I believe it's Timothy 2:8, where it's like, faith without work.
Is there?
Yeah, I believe that's where the quote is, Timothy 2:8. I'm not sure, y'all. Let me be quiet because I don't want nobody coming for me.
I think if I had to go with favorite Bible verse, I would go, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. It's one of the Beatitudes. And my mama made me remember the Beatitudes when I was 14 after my daddy died, and that helped me. Like, okay. Oh, speaking of, girl, guess who came to my thing?
Okay.
My brother. Girl. Did you
wait, who?
Exactly. Did you know I had a brother?
No. You have a brother?
I have a brother. I actually have two brothers. One brother lives right here in the metro Atlanta area. I have not seen my brother. My son has not seen or met my brother. My son is 13.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, but he came.
That's dope. And, you know, he came to support.
He did. And when my auntie on the other side was like, who is that? She was like, her brother.
Why they be saying this so hard? Like,
he wasn't playing. He was not playing.
Okay, so how did you feel seeing your brother?
I was really geeked. I was geeked. Like, what?
Dope.
And Mason sat beside him, and so they got to talk and bond, and Mason and them exchanged numbers, and they took pictures. It was really cute. It was really, really cute.
It sounds like it. Oh, I wish I could have been there in person. Erica. I'm going to say it like Sensei Erica. Erica, why are you? I love the way she say it.
You watching?
Oh, I was watching, you know, that was my thing. It's my guilty pleasure. I was watching Baddies ATL on Zeus Network.
Mm.
So I was watching that wretchedness. And I'm
I
not going to. Girl, I watch the foolishness, but I would never take part in foolishness because, no. But
exactly.
It's entertaining.
Observe, don't entertain. Exactly.
Thanks. Hello. Hello.
Tell nobody they could call in today. All right, you guys, if you're listening and you'd like to call in and be a part of the show, please call 515-602-9680. Again, that number is 515-602-9680.
Let me just say I love the voicemail voice. You know how when you leave a message on your voicemail, you're like, you've reached such and such. Please leave a message at the top. Like, that's, I love that that came out, and I'm
as Coco called it, the HR voice. It just happens, right?
The HR voice.
Just be like, thank you so much for calling.
Girl, that code switching. It's that code switching. It's there. It's deep. And you know what? I do it. For me, I do it because you know, I'm from New Orleans. So sometimes I talk a little too fast, and sometimes I drag out my words. So I have to do the switch so people can understand what I'm saying sometimes. So
you never, ever have to switch for me because I love New Orleans.
Oh, I'm glad you love it. Like,
I love it. I think when I was a witch back in the day, I was there, and they probably burned me out by doing some voodoo, voodoo.
Wait, not voodoo.
They put me out.
Not escorted out.
Yeah, they put me out.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm sorry.
They put me out. I was checking to see if anybody had sent us a message. So far, no messages.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just double checking, making sure nobody's called. Okay. All right. So here's something else I want to talk about. Remember when we had Crafty Trisha on and we were talking about scrapbooking?
Yes, I do remember that. I called in that day.
You did.
I enjoyed her. I enjoyed her.
Shout out to Crafty Trisha.
Yes.
Well, now that I've had the big gay wedding, I feel like I need to make sure that I keep a record of it. You know, because, now look, don't you judge my family when I tell you this shit either. But
why would I?
We don't really have no win. Like, neither one of my sisters were married. My mom and dad didn't have a big wedding. Apparently, they just went to the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
So my nieces and my nephew and my son, even, they don't really have anything to go by. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to leave, like, a record to say that, okay, look, you've seen this. This is how it was done. Yours doesn't have to be this way, but at least you have some record place of something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about it. Maybe not scrapbooking fully, but definitely I have a photo album, and I think the photo album will help.
Mm-hmm. I think that's actually a really good idea. They even have some people who will buy, like, the big frame, and then they'll do up something, and then they'll frame that big picture with the different trinkets. Like, it's a memory keeping thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So we had a box that was supposed to be like for cards and stuff, but of course we didn't register nowhere and there wasn't a lot of people there. So the few cards that we got, the well wishes cards, the bouquet, one of the fans, the menu, that kind of stuff is all in the box. I've seen your picture of it. I'll post a picture of it so you can see it. But that's in it. That's pretty much it. It's like a cube, a clear cube.
Like a keepsake cube.
Yeah.
Okay. Send me a picture. I want to see it. That's cute.
That's about all we got. but, you know, my niece, you know, these millennials, she has taken pictures and added them to an album, and she shared the album with everybody everybody who took pictures, and is like, here, add the pictures to the album here. And so far in the album, it's like 500 pictures and videos, and I have not gone through all of them yet.
Ooh, that's a lot, but that's good, though. It means that there are multiple things that she was able to capture, multiple angles, different
yeah,
scenes.
I mean, because it was from anybody who was there.
Oh, yes. I've seen that. That's a cute idea. I like that.
And she's just like, tell them to email me here and I'll add them to the album. I'm like, girl. you know, I haven't even really put it on. I haven't put it, like, on Facebook or anything. I put it in my stories. I didn't even tell people on Facebook or Instagram that I was getting married. The only way you knew I was getting married is if you talked to me on a daily basis or if you listened to my show.
Yeah. It was very, very quiet. I will say that. I didn't, because I am Facebook friends with you, and I saw nothing.
Nothing. And Sonya posted something today, and it literally just said, so we did a thing.
So we did a thing, you know, just got a wife.
A whole wife. And then she didn't even tag me.
She did it or did?
Did not.
Why did you wait?
Sonya ain't even in a relationship on Facebook. So, I have the feeling that somebody has posted and tagged me because I have notifications on Facebook and I never do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm assuming that somebody has tagged me in something.
Gotta be. You know.
I ain't mad about it. But that's going to be my thing to try to scrapbook that's on there.
Okay. I say go for it. I think it's a cool idea, you know, because it was a major stepping stone, something big. You know, I say do it.
Big gay.
I don't know.
It was just rainbow everywhere, girl. It was big gay.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know what? And I just want to say I enjoy being a part of the wedding party on the bride's side. Well, Erica's side on the Zoom. On Erica's side, because y'all both brides, so my bad. I misspoke. Apologies. But on Erica's side, I was there in spirit via Zoom, and it was so beautiful.
And you were on my side, because that is the side that my family, most of my family sat on.
See, I was, I'm feel extra special now.
Were you on there by the time it ended and I jumped in the camera?
Oh, I was there the whole time. I was there, I got there at like a little before 1:30. So like I got there like 1:10, 1:15, something like that. And I was waiting with everybody else in silence. We were talking in the chat though. Some of us, some people were talking in chat. Other people was like, quiet. But that's fine.
Bruh. Oh, it was not there. And I only had one sister left, and there was no way in the hell that I was about to get married, and my sister was not there. And so I took my time until my sister got there. I kept looking at her location on Find My iPhone, and when she got close, I walked out.
I know that's right.
And if I had a way to join the chat, but somebody took my phone, I would have joined it so I could tell y'all. But nobody knew, not even the wedding planner who was hot like fire with me. When I tell you she was hot, why, what did we wait on? I'm like, see what had happened was. But it all turned out nicely. I'm so glad that it's over.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know how people plan weddings for years and wait, because there's no way that I would have endured that amount of stress.
It's a lot because I have a friend who's getting ready to get married. You know her. And she's going through the process. You know Danny. The other Danny.
No, I did not know Danny was about to get married.
Yeah, she's engaged. So she's planning her wedding now because they're getting married at the end of this year. And
I didn't know that.
Girl, yeah, I'm excited. I'm in the wedding, and she, you want to know how I got in the wedding? She didn't ask me, hey, you want to be one of my bridesmaids? She was like, so you know you're in this wedding, right? And I was like, oh, what?
Right. Okay. So you've been bullied into a wedding. How cool.
Yeah. Never had that happen before, so it was a first, and I'm excited about it. But, yes, I've watched her.
Danny.
Congratulations, Danny. We love you. She listens to your show, by the way, just put that out there.
Does she? I didn't even think she liked me.
Yeah, she like you.
Well, hi, Daddy. I didn't know. Congratulations. I want to see some pictures. Can you invite me via Zoom?
I think she is going to try to do something like that. I'm going to have to ask her, talk to her. I don't know. I'm going to see. I'm going to see what she's going to do. But it's a lot. It is a lot. It's a lot of work. I talk to her often, and it's a lot. So I get it.
And so she's been stressed. She's going to be stressed for 6 more months.
Pretty much, yes. Yes.
Fuck no. I'm so glad we did it the way that we did it. I would, if I had a chance to do it again, I would not change a thing.
I wouldn't either. I think it turned out really nice, to be honest. Like, it turned out very beautifully. Everything was set up. I love the backdrop that was behind y'all and the officiant, the flower wall.
Yeah.
That was really pretty.
Well, thank you. I will make your event, if you're listening. It was really pretty. And you should open that business. I keep telling you, easy does it, so you don't have to. Isn't that a great tagline?
Yes, it is.
Easy does it, so you don't have to. I love that. And I think she should do it. Oh,
absolutely. That was beautiful. So shout out to Easy, you said? Easy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to Easy. Listen, I that was the first thing I saw, and I was impressed. Open your shop. Open your business. Do your thing. Make them coins.
Make them coins. I love it. I guess that's all I got to talk about. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
Oh, I don't know. Well, actually, yeah, you never answered the question about the halfway midway planner itch. You didn't answer it. What are you doing?
Oh, so I did order quarter three in the Queen's Gambit.
Okay.
However, I missed my phthalogy, so I am in the process of setting up a phthalogy.
You're going back. So are you going to drop the other one altogether, or are you going to do both?
I don't know, because I just ordered quarter three. But, I mean, I think I want to set it up like a planner, like a daily planner,
mm-hmm.
but journal in it every day. Like, I need to make myself do something. It don't have to be a lot. You know, it could just be a few sentences, but I miss being able to add tip-ins and everything being bound and the book getting fat and juicy, and I miss that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, I guess I could do that if maybe I found some bigger discs.
They sell them on Amazon. Well, I know you can go, like, Office Depot. Well, if y'all Office Depot is like mine just goes down. The one by my house, they shut down. But if you're on Amazon, because I found some 2-inch discs on Amazon.
Let me go look.
So they exist. The big, big discs, they are out there. So hopefully that helps.
That's what I need, because I just like my stuff to get chunky, you know?
Yes.
And I don't like it to be, when it's chunky, I don't like it to be hard to turn because it's so chunky.
Mm-hmm. Our pages falling out.
Yeah. And so that's what I've been thinking about. I want to make sure that I have, you know, access to all of that, because I did add a couple of sections in there. I do have my medical section in there, which I'll get to use a lot more now, and I'm really excited about that. Maybe I'll get some, you know, some more answers, some more information.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like I need more notes pages in that section. But it's so hard, you know?
Yes.
I used the back section with notes pages in it more this time. I was proud of that. But, yeah, I just want to be able to do everything in one space. And I miss adding. And it don't. And just put it out there. Even when you add vellum and stuff in the disc planner, it don't look the same as when it's in a bound book. I mean, it does, but it don't. I don't know. It just don't give the same feel.
Well, I wouldn't know, because I've only done this. Like, I think I did Spiral once, and that was a recollection. So that, and
yeah,
you know,
no.
They don't even sell those no more.
Yeah, no. I got a couple of recollections that I've just been holding on to.
I don't want to throw it away because they stopped selling them. And I actually enjoyed that. I actually really liked the recollections planners. So I really wish they would bring that back. That would be the only planner I would spend money on if they brought that back. Even with me making planners, that's the only planner I would actually buy.
I got this Coach cover notebook, but I don't have anything to go in it. And I thought about putting an A5 Stylogy in it and then just doing that, you know, using the Coach one.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I have to talk to Charisse about that. Shout out, Charisse. I make plans.
Charisse! Oh, my gosh. Charisse, yesterday on the game, your son threatened me. I'm hurt.
Oh, no.
He told me when I won. No, I actually won. I won one of the games because all the other ones, child, I sucked. But I did win one game, and her son was like, I'm coming. Tell Danny I'm coming for her. And I was like, wait. The only thing that saved me was the fact that our guest co-host had to go to bed, and we couldn't do another round.
Who was the guest co-host?
It was Kristen. Kristen Creates on IG. Kristen was our game host, our guest co-host.
Isn't she?
I believe she's a teacher.
System?
I don't think she's a teacher, but she is for sure in the school system, for sure.
I can tell because her innovative use of technology is chef's kiss.
Oh, yeah. She's amazing. First of all, I learned so much about her last night because, again, on Planner Shenanigans, all kind of topics come up. You just never know. And we were having conversations, and I learned so much stuff about her, and I just was like, you are amazing. I knew you were amazing already, but you are, like, extra double, quadruple, a million, zillion amazing
yeah.
in my brain now.
See, I know that in my head. I don't know how I knew that, but I knew that. I think I asked.
It's the vibe. It's the vibe.
That vibe.
Yes, it's bad.
Well, I'm excited. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I'm sorry that we didn't have much more to talk about, and this wedding has consumed, you know, so much of my time and conversation. But it's over now, and all you have to do now is look at pictures and
watch the video.
And wish you had a lot of cake. But that cake was good.
Yeah, I see. I'm mad because I didn't realize how close. I'm going to see you. Trust and believe. I didn't realize how close you were to my family. I'm a see you.
Yeah, I'm going to be at your mama house next Thanksgiving. Like, run me a plate, fool.
Yes, and she knows she's from New Orleans, and she believes she don't believe in people going hungry. So,
oh, I know. Auntie, make me a plate. I know what you're going to have. I know.
But it was so much fun. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Anytime. You're always available. I mean, you're always welcome. And I will. You said I could call you anytime. And look.
Mm-hmm. I meant it.
And I'm telling y'all, if you don't mean that shit, don't be saying it. Because a nigga like me will take you up on that offer. Period. Period.
Oh, yeah, mean what you're saying. Say what you mean, baby.
Listen. Okay. Well, all right, you guys. So, we are messy, but we're not malicious.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great night.
Good night, everybody.